How's this off season going for you? What have you been able to accomplish so far?
It's going pretty good. It's going really good. I've definitely taken a step forward, commanding the offense a lot more, playing a lot faster, getting a lot more reps, and just, you know, perfecting my craft.
Give us an example of how you're better this spring than last spring.
This spring, I'm coming off the ball a lot faster. You know, I'm able to use my speed and, you know, scare the DBs, you know, give them fear. And just my route running is just a lot more experience. It's just a lot more advanced than it was last year as far as changing directions, coming out of breaks, and creating separation.
Was the jump from college to pros as a rookie last year bigger than you thought it might be?
Definitely. It's a lot of things that, you know, you have to be very specific on when it comes to being in the NFL. You have to be very detailed with everything you do as far as your preparation and just taking that next step.
How did you get better coming off the ball and as a route runner?
Just a lot more confident, knowing what I have, you know, commanding the offense. You know, I know the offense a lot more now than I did last year. So it's like once I hear the play and I know what I got to do, is I can even play it even faster because the DB doesn't know what I'm doing. So it's like they can't stop me.
So during the season last year, like even whatever, week 10, week 12, was it still they call a play and you had to kind of figure it out in your head what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, I knew what I had to do. I knew, you know, obviously I wouldn't be out there if I didn't know what to do, but it's just how you do it that makes a difference.
Yeah. Ricardo, a lot of people on the outside of the team are uncertain about the receiver position as a group. Mm-hmm. What can you say to encourage people that the receiver position is going to be productive?
I would just let them know that we're working. Every single day we're working to get better. You know, that's the big question. You know, who's going to be the number one? Who's going to be number two? But right now, that's not even in our mindset. Our mindset is just get better. You know, going into this break after this mini camp is to continue to work on things that we feel like we need to take that next step.
Ricardo, how disappointed were you to see, you know, Corey when he, you know, fell on that ball and, you know, has to sit out a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously he's supposed to be the number one receiver this season. How mm-hmm. disconcerting was it to see that?
I mean, it's definitely, you know, disappointing because you want to be out there with your teammates and get better. You know, we're a group, we're a family. So when we lose one, it's like, you know, everybody has to step up. But with him, he wants to be out there. You know, it's tough to see somebody go down. I would hate to go down, and, you know, watching practice and seeing guys make plays that maybe want to get out there even more. So I kind of think that he's a little bit disappointed, but at the same time, it's time for him to, you know, get himself together and get back.
And you're getting a bunch more reps with, you know, Kenny's been a little bit limited, Corey mm-hmm. being out. How are you taking advantage of getting all those reps?
Like you said, I'm taking advantage of it. I'm just taking it and running with it, learning it, and expanding my role.
It feels like there's, you know, you got Corey and then Kenny, and then it feels like the number three spot's kind of up for grabs. Do you feel like that's your job, that you should be the number three guy?
I mean, we all competing to get on the field and play. So whatever spot, nobody has a real legit spot right now. Nobody's number one, nobody's number two. Right now, we're just all competing to see who can do things the best, who can play this position the best, who can do this the best. It's just a whole competitive environment right now.
So, I mean, am I even underselling it? Could you be one of those guys who are on the field every snap or most of the snaps?
Definitely, definitely. I have a chance.
After Terrell Pryor left here, I was talking to him and he said, keep your eyes on Ricardo Lewis this year. He, you know, he's the one to watch. He's going to be really good. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you to hear something like that from him?
I mean, that definitely makes me feel good coming from him, you know, because he's one of the guys that I look to as a veteran. And I watched him and how he prepared for games and how he practiced and everything he did leading up to the season. And I took a lot of things from him. I learned a lot. So, you know, I'm inquiring that in what I do this year and compared to what I did in college to get myself prepared, which has helped me take a next step.
So it's really just that unbelievable work ethic where you just work 24/7?
Yeah, just keep my head down and work. That's all I know, really.
What has Kenny Britt brought to that wide receiver room?
He definitely has a lot of knowledge of the game. He's been a couple different places. So whenever we'll be out there and I might say something that, you know, I don't really know. I ask him something. He'll definitely be there to tell me, like, okay, this is what you got to do. Like, for example, I'll be out there. I run a deep ball. I run past a DB, but I don't get the ball. He's like, you know what? On film, the coaches, they see that, you know, he can run by this guy. So maybe next time we'll throw him the ball. So things like that, where he knows what to expect is what I learned from him.
What's his personality like?
He's a very cool guy. He's quiet, but he can be loud sometimes. But he's funny though.
Yeah.
And he's a leader. He leads in a different way, but you can tell that he wants the best for everybody.
The fact that they're sorting through four quarterbacks right now, what type of challenges does that present a young player like yourself when you don't really know who's going to be throwing you the ball at this point?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a challenge, but you're really out there working on your craft. So whoever throws you the ball, really, you just got to catch it. Because in the game, one quarterback can go down, and the next guy who you've been working with the whole offseason is who's going to be the guy. So you have a relationship with everybody. You never know who's going to be the guy. So you just want to build a good relationship and feel comfortable with who's throwing you the ball.
Do you talk to Rashard and Jordan on a regular basis about how the three of you kind of want to put your rookie year behind you and kind of put yourselves on the map and be productive this year?
Yeah, we definitely set goals for ourselves and what we want to achieve for this upcoming season. You know, we all have individual goals, but the number one goal for all of us is to help this team win.
Is there a receiver somewhere else in the league or, even a former player, anybody you can lean on for advice about life in the NFL and how to get better and everything?
Well, right now I'm actually going to get with Brandon Marshall with the New York Giants. You know, he's been in the league a while. He's been couple different places, and he is one of those guys that I looked up to growing up. And moving to the receiver, he's a big physical receiver. He knows how to run routes. He goes up and grabs the ball. So him and guys like Andre Johnson, Antonio Brown, they're down from around my area. So I get in touch with them, and I learn everything I can from them.
So what's the plan with Brandon?
Just work, train with him,
before
learn everything
training
I can.
Camp?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you guys gonna be?
Probably going to be down there in Miami, a lot of the area.
And how'd you get connected with him?
Oh, man, it's a funny story. I actually, I think about a year and a half ago, I sent him a message on Instagram. I was looking for advice, just because moving to receiver was kind of tough, so I had to find somebody who can help me figure it out. So, I hit him up, and actually last week he hit me back after a year and a half. He was like, I'm sorry, I just seen it. And that just goes to show me what kind of guy he is. You could tell that he's very genuine, and he's a very good guy to me, just based on what he did with that. Hit me back after a year and say, I would love to get together with you. My, he's going to have his assistant call me and set up everything. So I think that by him doing that, he really wants me to succeed.
So you just reach out to him because he's a guy you admired. You admired his game.
Yeah.
Who else will work with you guys?
Oh, I'm not really sure. But we'll see when I get down there.
You think it'll be? Is it one of those, workout places where?
Yeah, he has a facility down there for Lauderdale, which is, where I'm be.
I guess I should know this, but I don't. So, were you at a different position before you became a wide receiver, and if so, what was that, and how did that transition?
Well, back in the day, I was a quarterback. I played quarterback. That's all I wanted to be. But when I did move to receiver, I was very raw. It was a lot of things I didn't know about playing receiver. It wasn't just about running off the ball and catching the ball. And, of course, that's a big part of it, but it's a lot of technique and detailed things that you have to learn when playing receiver, and that's what I didn't know. But I learned it along the way, and I'm still learning now, which is allowing me to take the next step.
And when did you make that transit, that move?
Early on in my college career.
How comfortable do you think you feel in receiver right now?
Real comfortable. Yeah, I'm learning, and I'm playing fast. I'm catching the ball better. I'm doing everything that Coach Al, has been preaching to us. So it's like when he says I'll do something right, I want to capitalize on that and just continue to get better every day.
Any other young guys like yourself who are going to be down there with Brandon?
I'm not sure who else will be down there. I don't know.
Is he going to do it?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. When was Brandon Marshall before he was a receiver?
What was he?
Yeah.
He was a receiver. That's as far
I
as
said
I know.
That he made it.
Oh no, I'm talking about me. I made the transition.
Why'd they move you out of quarterback?
Say what?
Why'd they move you out of quarterback?
Coming into college, I was really an athlete. They had me labeled as an athlete, and I wanted to play receiver, but I also wanted to play quarterback. So, I love having the ball in my hand. So when I came in, they said, "Okay, we're gonna put you at the Wildcat. We're gonna let you do a couple things at the Wildcat, but we'll have you a receiver as well." So I was in between those two my first 2 years, and then my second year, I just stick to receiver.
Did you play any receiver in high school, or is it all quarterback?
It was my last year. I played a little bit of receiver, running back, quarterback, safety. I played everything, really.
And when you mentioned Antonio Brown and Andre Johnson, Have you trained with them before, or just guys you know from your area?
No, they just guys in my area. They train at the local spots that, you know, in the neighborhood. So whenever we get a chance to meet up this off season, I'll probably go over there and, you know, see what those guys are up to.
Okay.
You ever ask Q if he could get in this quarterback derby?
No, I haven't asked him yet, but probably would like to have me on there.